You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back into the Morning Shift. It is time for the front page. Before I get to Allie and some of these NBA scores from yesterday, you guys seen this Cavalanche headline where the Cavs owner Dan Gilbert bought $500,000 worth of snow machines for Cleveland during the playoffs when they went on a scoring run? They were going to make it snow inside the arena. He only got to use it one time.
Oh,
Now, I don't think it was actual snow. I was just thinking about this because I went to the Frozen show at Disney World with my daughter, and they had this thing. She's like, it's snowing. And I'm like, yeah, it's just really sudsy.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, he only got to use the Cavalanche. 500K, man. One snowstorm. Didn't get to make it happen. But the craziness does continue in the NBA.
Yeah, the Denver Nuggets tied up the series in the NBA playoffs last night, 3-3 with the Oklahoma Thunder. Jokic led to Denver with 29 points, 14 rebounds, and 8 assists. Now, Jamal Murray, he might have been sick, but it really didn't show. He scored 25 points. Final score was 119-107.
And I love when they ask and they're like, hey, would you, any possibility you to set that game out? Absolutely not.
Right.
Thank you, Jamal. I don't know. It's, what do you want him to say? You know, when you ask a question like that? Look, Dylan and I have talked ad nauseum about how good the playoffs have been. And this series, I kind of expected it. You know, Steak and I, when I was in on the steakhouse yesterday with Sandra and Steak, and I was talking, and I was like, dude, how great for the league would it be to have SGA versus Anthony Edwards in the Western Conference? It's like a changing of the guard. And I think we forget that Jokic feels like he's been around for a while now, but he's still not – this Denver team is – they've got older guys, Dylan, but they're not – they're tested because they've won a title, but they're not, like, old or anything. But this is a battle. This is something that the Thunder are going to have to do. All these young teams – have to go through a former champion at some point, it feels like, when it feels like, it, you know, if it seems like it's their time, they still have to go through it, and they're going through it, and there's no guarantee they come out of this alive.
Yeah, and Dylan, how big is this for David Adelman, the interim head coach of the Nuggets, to be able to get, like, you know, at least get back on track to make something happen? All that noise was made at the end of the season about them moving on from their old coach. You're like, oh, this didn't work out. And then all of a sudden they pull it back to 3-3. At least that makes it look a little better, even if they lose game 7, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is this has been so far a very good tryout for David Adelman. And I know Jokic has been very vocal as well. And he's kind of been that player coach to the Nuggets as well. So we'll see what happens with that at the end of the season. But I think so far, so good for David Adelman. He's made the right adjustments, made the right moves as well. But Bo, going back to your point about the Thunder and having to, you talked about what could be a change in the guard if we get SGA versus Ant-Man. I think that could be happening now between the Thunder and the Nuggets, because like you said, the Nuggets are that former champion. They were just in the finals a couple of years ago, and if the Thunder can kind of, for lack of a better term, grow up in this series and get over the hump that is the Denver Nuggets, I think that would show that the Thunder are ready for this moment, and they are ready to potentially get an NBA championship.
And that's my point, is that if they can knock off the Nuggets, it could be the winner of that Western Conference Finals could be like, hey, we're the new We're the new Nuggets.
We're the new power in the Western Conference.
Yeah, and I think that the Thunder have more of a Warriors feel to them as far as they have more power.
Right. They have a better chance of going on like extended playoff runs for years to come.
The Wolves, Timberwolves feel a little bit more like the Nuggets. They have a great player with very, very, very good role players. Because I think that's what the Nuggets, I think Jokic is great. I think Anthony Edwards is great. There's a changing little bit of star power, I feel like, in the league. Brunson has taken over.
Yeah.
They got to close it out. Dylan seems to think, I guess, that there's hope in Boston, but I think he's wrong.
I'll go ahead and get to it now. I think there's a chance that the Celtics could come back. Now, I would like to think the Knicks are going to close it out tonight. It's going to be raucous in the Garden. Energy's going to be high. You would like to think that some players maybe on the Knicks are going to play above themselves with being at home. You know, some of the quote-unquote others, the role players are going to be better and get that home crowd boost. But I don't know, man. What I saw from the Celtics last game, it seems like they might have figured out something defensively with Jaylen Brown guarding Jalen Brunson. Now, Jaylen Brown has the offense running through him with Jason Tatum out, and with him having to do everything offensively, are they going to try to keep putting that in? And it's the playoffs. Look, you got to, you know,
hey,
it's time for you to get it going.
Let's go.
I know.
Go.
I'm sorry.
You want to throw some cash on it? What do you got?
I was wondering what you were doing.
I hate the Knicks, but I think you're grasping at straws.
Nah, I mean, I think they figured something out. And look, if they can get just one other guy, whether it's Derek White again or Peyton Pritchard, if they get one other guy hot from the 3-point line, and that's what it comes down to with the Celtics. If they shoot the three well, then they're hard to beat. But if they get one other guy.
Can Dylan get the 2.5? The Knicks are 2.5 point favorites.
We go straight up. I'm cool.
We're going straight up. That's former champion, man.
All right, cool.
Not him, but the Celtics.
Well, I'm a former intramural all-star, but that's besides the point.
Loser buys winner some W sauce. Yeah.
He gets W sauce out the wazoo.
Yeah, we'll make him buy it. That would be a slap in the face.
That would be right? Make him
go
to Publix.
Go to store and buy W sauce as you got cases in your office.
It's Baron Burton's W sauce.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Thank you.
That game is tonight, 8 o'clock ESPN. Knicks are 2.5-point favorites, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes down into MSG. But nonetheless, man, it's been a fun NBA playoffs. Like I said yesterday, there's been more parity, I think, than anybody realized. I think we just get locked into this mindset that the champion is going to kick off a dynasty, and it's just not always that way. You know, it just doesn't always happen. Now, you might still have a Celtics team win 2 of 3 or whatever else, and look, they can still obviously do it, but the Nuggets are in kind of the same boat. It's like you just expect Golden State to just take over for another 10 years. I don't think that's what's going on in the NBA right now.
All right, quick question for you. For all of you, if you could pick out your dream finals matchup for this year, the finals matchup you want to see most, what teams would it be? Out of the teams that are left, obviously.
Nobody from the Eastern Conference.
Can I be somber?
The Knicks would be cool to see in the finals just because they're the Knicks. And I obviously wouldn't mind the Celtics, but I'd rather have Tatum in the Knicks.
I want to see OKC in the finals, and I want to see them win it. I know a lot of people love the Nuggets and Jokic's good and everything else, but there's something beautiful to me about the Thunder and about the entire Thunder story.
And the way they built it.
The way they built it. And they've done this twice now and obviously broke it down, 10 or whatever years ago. They fit every Cinderella to me just as a franchise about, everything that happened with them, how that came about, and, being able to get it done. OKC it just makes me feel like it's possible for us. You know what I mean? I like that.
To me, if you were going to get a dream finals, it would be any of the three teams playing the other in the Western Conference Finals. I'm not intrigued by Boston, New York. The biggest problem I think a lot of people in this city have is the slurping up north of the Knicks and the Celtics from ESPNs of the world.
Like, no, I don't even need to say pause.
It just gets old. Like, that's the problem. If the Knicks make the finals, it's going to become all about certain personalities at the four-letter network, and you're not going to be able to enjoy the finals because you're just going to be annoyed with it. Like, I don't need to hear Stephen A. Smith talk about the Knicks for 2 weeks during a finals thing. It just ruins it for a lot of people because you can't get the coverage without that. But to me, any of the three teams in the West, I'm fine with any of those teams winning an NBA finals because I like something about all of them. Mike's right. The story about that. Love Anthony Edwards. I think he's the next star of the league. And Jokic, to me, is the best pure player in basketball right now. So,
yeah, it's a good point. What about you? You got one?
I would like to see, even though I think the Celtics are going to come back, I would like to see Knicks and Timberwolves. I want to see Ant-Man just because, like I said, local, as an ATLian, local dude, would love to see him get a championship and at least get to the finals. So I'm going to go with Knicks and Timberwolves.
Yeah, fair enough.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Nice work. That's the front page. We're going to get to Allie's Mac drop here in just about 60 seconds. I do got to say, I got a couple messages talking about the return phone calls.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys are aware of this. And I don't know how many, you know, young people y'all hang around on a daily basis that actually have phones. But, you know, I do wonder at what point, like, the whole thing about the text messages even is still a thing for young people. They all Snapchat. They send selfies with text messages on them on Snapchat.
That's true.
And that's how they communicate.
Mm-hmm.
When I was coaching high school ball and I would be like, hey, I need that kid's number. Oh, I don't have his number. I'm like, he's like your best friend. What do you mean you don't have his number? Oh, I got his Snapchat. You want this QR code?
You know when that's going to change for them is when they're not as cute in the photos. Because how when you start to get the jowls and stuff and the selfies aren't as cute.
They're not cute now, Allie. What are you talking about?
You know what? Your statement is so spot on, but it's spot on for us.
That's not the direction I thought you were going.
I don't think they have the self-awareness.
That's the thing. That's where I thought she was going. I thought she was going to say, it's all going to change when they get to college and it slaps them in the face.
No, you know what I mean? No. Yeah. No, it's going to be when the pictures aren't cute because how many pictures do you watch women take of themselves before they get the perfect selfie? And I watch my niece just snap a photo and it's perfect.
Don't they have filters for this type of thing?
With her teenage skin?
That's a good point. Yeah, so. Then they throw like a, you know, filters like a frog on your head or something. Yeah. You know, you're like, oh.
My skin's so still cute. Good. Check especially with a filter.
And it's always the dumbest text. Check out my pet frog. Like, you're like, what? what are you guys talking about right now?
I don't know. I don't have those issues.
Yeah, dude. Hanging around teenagers is crazy. Crazy. I'm not ready for that stage of parenting. I can tell you that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.